of all, knowing you're supporting the arts and you're supporting this great thing that makes the community so vibrant. So please consider becoming a TCAN member. Pay no attention to those three women joining us on the stage. And your membership, which you can do online at natickarts.org, or you can do it in our box office, is definitely appreciated. It makes all the difference in the world to us in making it possible to bring you great acts, as you see here. We have some wonderful things coming up this summer. Some wonderful artists are going to be here this fall, including Renaissance, who's going to be performing our stage, J.D. Souther and his trio, who is so fantastic. So it's going to be an exciting set of music going forward in the next few months, and we hope you can join us for that. I don't know who that was, but maybe they're coming to TCAN in the fall. Who knows? Who knows? We're going to give these guys a few seconds to tune up. Red Molly has been here several times, and it's been so exciting to see them grow and expand and mature before our very eyes. So it's exciting to welcome them back tonight to celebrate the release of a brand new album, which of course is named The Red Album. They'll be here to sign copies and to meet you after the show. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome back my friends, Red Molly.
Until I've had ways to divide. broke into it all. We gave it our best chance. One goodbye to a nosy loves me. Thank my lucky stars above me. Why did we ever part? We're meant to be. Oh, yes, it's true. There's no one else but you. At least till we say goodbye again. Well, it's on again. Oh, no, it's off again. He loves me. He loves me not. Here we go again. We'll say hello again. But if you say goodbye again, you'll surely break my heart. This carousel of love keeps spinning. Did I lose or am I winning? How long can we play this game? We're meant to be. Oh yes, it's true. There's no one else but you. At least till we say goodbye again.
Massachusetts. Hello. We are so glad to be back here. It's probably our fourth or fifth time, and this is one of our favorite venues in New England. How have you guys been? Are you enjoying the show so far? Okay, huge round of applause for the Porch Party Mamas.
Much lady power we have in the house tonight. They really burned the house down, so it was really fun. All right, this is one we put on the new record. I wrote this with Evan Pariser. This is a little bit about my parents.
I was born underneath a wee bare willow tree. That is where I swore my love to thee. I was born underneath the wee bare willow tree. The only thing I know for certain is one day I'll be free. I shall be free, innocent as first light of the morning. We swore our hearts together with a kiss, and you had died on bending knee. And underneath that willow tree, I was delivered from my loneliness. Eager as a summer buds a flower, we planned and dreamed of seasons still to come. Nearby to that willow tree, we raised ourselves a family. Years flew by, the days went on and on. I was born underneath the wee bare willow tree. That is where I swore my love to thee. I was born underneath the wee bare willow tree. The only
only thing I know for certain is one day I'll be free. September, the sleep came on from which you did not awake. I laid your body finally beneath that weeping willow tree. In my dreams I reach out for you. That is where I swore my love to thee. I was born underneath the weeping willow tree. The only thing I know for certain is one day I'll be free.
I guess we're going to do some intros of the band. Down there playing guitar, singing lead on that last song, which happens to be on our brand new CD, by the way, that song. She came to the band about 4 years ago, and we just cannot imagine it without her. She's awesome. She's changed our hemlines. That's one great... We never thought that. We were looking for a great guitar player, a great songwriter, a great singer, someone who's short and can fit in the back of the car. But we got so much more than that. She's funny. She introduced us to things like kale. It's really amazing.
Also, lipstick.
Yes. So many bonuses with this one. She's
just the most important. Kale and lipstick.
Yeah.
You're fine.
I mean, those are life changers, really.
Fine.
Yeah. Really. Amazing. Quite a talent, this one. She's a great writer, great everything. And she put out a brand new CD on her own last year as well called Goodnight Moonshine, and that's her side project. So make her feel welcome. This is Molly Venter.
And playing bass for you, that's a 1963 Dan Electro, coveted... by the porch party mamas, in fact. There, they want it. She sings like an angel. She's doing all kinds of projects right now, and most recently with one of our favorite singer-songwriters, Susan Warner. Just put out a new record called Hayseed. It's about farmers and farming. It's great. Laurie's singing all the backup vocals. She is an incredible person, and she's wonderful to have in my life. And on the road, we are so lucky. Give it up for Laurie McAllister.
And playing the dobro for you tonight, she's coming all the way from the hotbed of folk and country and bluegrass music that is Jersey City, New Jersey. She plays the dobro and also is a great songwriter. She was part of a project last year called Real Women, Real Songs, where 14 ladies across the country wrote a song every single week for an entire year. Yeah, so we've got 52 songs for you. But we have been in this band together this July. We're going to be having our 10th anniversary, number 10. And it's been a really incredible, wonderful 10 years. Please welcome my beautiful friend, Abby Gardner.
Thank you. Tell them about this next one?
Yeah, so we, as you may have heard, if you are on the internet, we do have a brand new CD, and it is called The Red Album. It came out officially on May 27th, and we have it here for you guys tonight if you're interested. It's a little different. There's some different things going on. There's some special songs on there we'll tell you about later. There are more originals than ever. We've got 8 originals and 5 covers. And one of the covers is a song that I learned when I was very young. I was listening to my parents' record collection. They had all kinds of great harmony groups in their record collection. They had the Mamas and the Papas and Peter, Paul, and Mary and Simon and Garfunkel. So here's one that I first heard when I was like 6 or 7 years old. My parents had given me a record player. So I'm going to send this one out to my mom. My mom's friends are here tonight. Some of her friends from high school and college are here. So this is for my mom. This is called Homeward Bound. I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour, one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. Every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound.
Ponies to ride. Oh, the last time I fell,
dream of some big movie scene. Love at first sight, made of gold. I toss in my penny, one wish becomes many, and we'll ride copper ponies back home. Oh, I could see the horses set free from the brightly lit carousel. One day all my wishes will rise up from the fishes, and we'll ride copper ponies back home. We'll ride.
So last April we went to Australia. I think we told you guys about that. Abby was noticing how they had gotten rid of their penny, and she was kind of inspired by that when she wrote that last song. She was like, what do you mean? You can't throw a quarter into a wishing well. It doesn't work. So that's Copper Ponies. That's on our new album. And another cool thing that happened to us in Australia is one of our super fans. I mean, a lot of people come up and they say, I'm your biggest fan. But our biggest fan came to Australia and watched our shows there, so... and she's here tonight, and it's her birthday, so we have a little song for her. Or two.
Two.
I don't know what I started off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ginger. Happy birthday to you.
Where are you, Ginger? That's one.
She's here somewhere.
Wait, is she here? Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. And she requested we play this song. This song we learned for a whiskey tasting all the way down in Texas. It was sometimes the road is a harsh and unforgiving mistress. And we had to go to a whiskey tasting fundraiser down in the hill country, the beautiful hill country. And so they were so good to us down there that when they requested this song, we learned it. It's a Dougie McLean song, and we're going to play it when we go to Scotland in the fall.
Okay. I don't know if you can see changes that have come over me. These are the last few days I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling stories, singing songs, make me think of where I came from. And that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, it would make me more than sad. Caledonia has been everything I have ever had. Now I have moved and kept on moving. Prove the point I needed proving. I lost some friends I needed losing. Found others on the way. I have kissed the lads and left them crying. Stolen dreams, yeah, there's no denying. I have traveled hard with conscience flying. Somewhere in the wind. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher. They go with her now, they've gone. I am steady thinking, my way is this has flown, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, it would make me more than sad. Caledonia has been everything I've ever had. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home.
So a long time ago, when I was just finishing up college, I decided I wanted to, I was really into the Indigo Girls. That was the thing back then, so yep, my people knew all the words, all the both parts. And then I was like, what is this like jangly thing behind it? Because I was all into like classical music and all sorts of stuff. And I had been in a rock band, but I'd never played guitar. So I was like, all right, I'm going to learn how to play a guitar so I could really be like the Indigo Girls. So I found this teacher in Somerville, and her name is Senya Mack, and she's part of the Porch Party Mamas. So, yeah. The thing is, I got really lucky. I mean, she came highly recommended from my other friend, Keith, who also wanted to be in the Indigo Girls. We were the Indigo Girls together, me and Keith. But she came highly recommended, and I was like, okay, great. And I had the lesson with her, and I was like, wow, okay, yeah, I think I can do this. And she really like planted the seed in me, and that I could do it. Like, she's definitely a big part of my, oh, I'm getting all emotional, but she's like a big part of my musical like inspiration to begin with. And we had lessons together every week for 3 months until I had to go off, to other places. And it just like, totally changed my life. So thank you, Senya. And she still teaches, so if anyone out there wants to learn, she's awesome. Here's a little tune, a little Robert Johnson tune for you. You better come on in my kitchen.
Come on, 'cause it's going to be raining. Outdoors. Girl, you're in trouble. That man put you down. You know I can't stand to see you pushed around. You better come on in my kitchen. Come on, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
I can see that train coming. Watch that big light shine this way. I hear that whistle softly blowing. Lord, it's been an awful day. I watched him leave that Friday morning. It was in the month of May. I told my son to be a good soldier, but return again someday.
Story that I loved hearing from, well, the only story I heard from Sencha today was about Abby. When she was very good. She's still very, very good. But I guess she and her friend Taylor, who were taking, is it Taylor? Anyway, guitar lessons. Keith, same. She came and she met them at Senya's house. And she said, Keith, I was at a wedding this weekend and I tried some champagne. You should try it. It's kind of fun. Anyway, I like that story.
I love that story wasn't like in high school or something.
It was like post-college. After college. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. As
Sometimes I go walking through the fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. Yeah, when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish I could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Oh, do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever wake up lonely in the middle of the night because you miss me? Tell me, darling, oh, do your memories ever take you back to another place in time?
Sit all alone and cry. It's over. I know I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, a cat in a tree. You don't even want to talk to me. It's over.
Thank you. turn off the trouble like you turn off the light. You don't went off and left me. No, that ain't right. It's over. I know. I can't let go. Been round every corner, something I see brings me back to how it used to be. It's over. I know it, but I can't. I can't. Broken down like a train, really tore. No one, but I can't let it go. Yeah, it's tore. I know it, but I can't let it go. It's tore.
Change of plans. We like to feel out the situation.
We like to get a feel for the people. And it feels like a Friday night.
It does.
It feels like the kind of night that maybe, I don't know, what do you think?
It's hot.
It's just a little
you're
bit
hot. You're
also
a little bit sweaty.
I'm really sweaty.
So we're going to do a song for you called Fever.
Yeah, I
feel like a French fry up here.
We're under the hot lights. Yeah. No, this one has special hair.
Yeah.
She literally cannot sing this song without putting her hair up.
I don't do it. Not it's the really same way. I'd be like, give me fever.
Yeah. Well, it would come out like when the saints go marching in for some reason.
Inside.
Nice job.
Inside.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, a fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, a fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give me fever. When you kiss me, a fever with that flame in you. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for sooth.
That's right.
Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him,
She said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever. When his kiss has fever, when he hold me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Everybody's got the fever. That is something we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be a Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you a fever. With their kiss and fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, tell your sizzler, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
That's a fun one. I'm going to keep my hair up because I'm still sweaty. Did you guys know that once we played that song in Alaska and we were given a dead fox? It's an abbreviated version. The man was like, foxy ladies, and he threw a dead fox right there. And it was like a dry, flat fox, and it was a good time. Our first piece of taxidermy.
She's so hopeful. She wants to get another one.
Yeah. Just one?
What are you
10
guys?
10 years and just one piece of taxidermy?
Yeah. What are you guys going to give us?
Cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies is nice.
So this one's off the new album, too. And I wrote this. We were traveling a lot these days. So I was thinking about missing home. This is called Sing to Me. Long and my will is gone and my heart's heavy. I don't need wine or gin, don't need medicine, darling, sing to me. Try to be so good, like I knew I should. I done all I could to feel free. When the hurt is spread and I ain't got a standing leg, darling, sing to me. When the night rolls in, bringing howling winds, and I cannot sleep. Sit down by the bed and brush the worry from my head. Darling, sing to me. I got nothing left, still I cannot. Growing hard, so please use any means to shift the way I'm seeing things. Darling, sing to me. Mm-hmm.
when the dawn is near, and darling, you're not here, 'cause I'm across the sea. I do whatever I have to do to find a way to comfort you, like you sing to me. Like you sing to me.
Such a sweet song. I love that. So we've talked a lot about this CD, but we do want to let you know about the different pricing system. I think the Porch Party Mamas probably told you. Actually, they were joking around with me before the show, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just say that Red Molly has decided to give away all of their merchandise this evening. But that's not what they said. Right? No, no. What we like to do, see, this is the thing. When I explain it to people, this pay what you like thing, they say, that's crazy. Why are you? We actually had some business guy after a show at one point say, I'm a businessman, and this doesn't, well, I need to sit down with you. And, you know, he was just very, very growly and stern. But the thing is, it works really well. It's a very smart business decision to let you guys just pay whatever you like for the CDs, because then you're more inclined to buy one. You know, like if you get to decide and you're like, well, I think it's worth $5, or I think it's worth $20, or I think it's worth $100. You know, like you get to decide for yourself, and then that's better and that's more friendly. And then you have the music living in your truck with you, and then you come back and see us again, we hope. And then eventually somebody will get our CD to Jimmy Fallon. That's it. See, it's all up there. It's a plan. I got a plan. Maybe a 5-year plan or 15-year plan. But anyway, we're going to get on Jimmy at some point. So we do have our new CD, our old CDs. We each have solo CDs. And actually, a special thing tonight, my sister's here, my sister Sarah. She just put out a brand new CD also. It's her first one, and it's called Jazz for Babies. So it's a like a 5-piece Dixieland kind of swing band. And I sing backup on it. And she covered 2 of our songs. And it's my dad is also all over that CD, too. So we have that for you. If anyone's going to a shower this weekend and doesn't have a gift. We got you covered. We're a full-service band. We want to take care of you. And we also do want to give a shout-out to the people watching at home. I know Concert Window is happening as well. So there are people in their pajamas.
Or not at all.
Or nothing. Watch us in the nude. Actually, I dare everybody on Concert Window right now to just take all their clothes off. Why wouldn't you?
Or at least you, Herman.
No!
Herman, do it. Do it for Red Molly.
Oh, Herman's...
Poor Herman.
No, he loves it.
He's like... 85. He's like 85.
Yeah, he's... He can take a joke.
I know, it's funny. Poor Herman. You don't have to, Herman. Don't feel pressured. Unless you want to. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about Herman being naked. That's weird to me. But it is a really nice segue into this next song.
Yes, it is.
This is great. I'm going to use this as an intro every night from now on. This song is one I made up with my friend Jonathan Bird, and it's called I'm Only Right When It's All Wrong.
She ain't right.
I'm not right, yeah.
I'm only right when it's all wrong. Up half the night singing sad, sad songs. You broke my heart and now you're gone. Ever since that night, I'm only right when
was no place where I've been home. Ever since that night, I'm only right when it's all wrong.
More songs for you guys, but wanted to send out a couple of thank yous. It always sounds so good in this venue. Please give it up for Mike doing sound. Mike is our favorite kind of sound guy. He is actually physically at the soundboard. He's there. He's not visibly drunk. He might not be drunk at all. So thank you, Mike. And also a huge thank you to the guys who keep bringing us here time after time. That's David LaValle and David Massey. Thank you, guys. So as you know, we come up to the Boston area very frequently, and we do have plans to be back up here on September 4th and 5th. On the 4th, we're doing something in Norwood, Mass. Called Alternate Route. It's a small thing, but you can find the details on our website, which is redmolly.com. And on the 5th, we're doing two shows at Club Passy. So we'll see you guys then. But we have a super special song for you now. For approximately 10 years, people have been asking us, do you play that song by Richard Thompson that has Red Molly in it? So our name indirectly did come from a Richard Thompson song. Abby would go to bluegrass festivals, and Del McCurry was covering that song way back when, and so Abby grew up on a cover version of this tune, and it might have been way in the back of her mind when we named the band, and people have been asking us for 10 years, do you do that song? And we said, no, we don't do that song. Sorry. But, you know, we figured it's about time, so we've got that one for you.
such like. Said James to in my life, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down the Box Hill. Don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to
McAllister on the bass.
And Molly Venter playing guitar. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You can send me pretty flowers. You can send me valentines.
Send me letters every day, it won't pay. Freedom's my desire, and nothing else will do. It's goodbye and so long to you. Oh, you can hang around and love me. You can hang your head and cry. Hang my picture on the wall, but I won't fall. Kiss me when you're dreaming, no good that will do. It's goodbye and so long to you. You can give me your affection, you can give me all your love. Give me all the things I crave, but I'll be brave. All the things all the you offer, honey, make me savvy. So it's goodbye and so long to you. You can call me what you may.
What you may.
Call me on the telephone, I won't be home. Keep your old love letters, I'm all through with you. It's goodbye and so long to you. Oh, you can hang around and love me. You can hang your head and cry. Hang my picture on the wall, but I won't fall. Kiss me when you're dreaming, no good I'll do. It's goodbye and so long. Give me all your love. Give me all the things I crave, but I'll be brave. All the things
all the
you
offer
will make me sad. It's a goodbye and so long to you.
Oh, you can
hang around and love me. You can hang your head and cry. Hang my picture on the wall, but I won't fall. Kiss me when you're dreaming. No good that'll do. It's goodbye.
I love it when sometimes people say, I love that song, I strongly suggest. I strongly suggest.
So we're going to do a song called I May Suggest. May I Suggest?
May it's I called strongly suggest.
May I Strongly Suggest. This is one that we heard so long ago. It was like probably 2006, and we were watching a Susan Werner concert, and she wrote this song, and it's kind of become our signature. So thanks again for coming tonight, guys.
May I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life. May I suggest this time is blessed for you,
This time is blessed and shining, almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight.
The reasons why
I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life.
There is a world that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes.
A secret world, a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky and night.
Oh, I suggest,
yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of seven generations, maybe more. This is the faith.
This is the faith
that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before. Inside, you know it's yours to finally set right.
And I suggest
this is the best part of your life.
This is a song, comes from the West to comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun.
This is a song with a request of you to see how very short the endless days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends,